So as it relates to one ha'ara, to go back to yesterday's daf, really part two of the raid that we didn't speak out. And again, this is something that we've spoken about in the past, but ve'im beis medrash b'loy chiddush. It's such a yesoidus to Gemara, I just think it's worth going back to. And as the Gemara mentioned, in the world of Kedusha, what has more Kedusha? A beis ha'knesses or a beis medrash? And the Gemara says that two Talmidim of Rava, Rav Papi and Rav Papa, respectively, they both claimed that they had heard an answer to this question from Rava. However, each one reported the opposite of what the other one said. One said, I heard from Rava that the Beis HaKnesses has more Kedusha than the Beis Medrash. The other one said that the Beis Medrash has more Kedusha than the Beis HaKnesses. So the Gemara said that this seemed to have been a machloikis between Talmidim of Rava, what Rava's position was. Is a Beis HaKnesses more Kaddish than a Beis Medrash? Or is a Beis Medrash more Kaddish than a Beis HaKnesses? Then in the course of the Gemara said that really this Shaila was a machloikis between earlier Amayran, machloikis between Rabbi Yochanan and Rabbi Shua ben Levi. Chad Omar once said that a Beis HaKnesses is more Kaddish than a Beis Medrash. V'chad Omar, and the other one said that a Beis Medrash is more Kaddish than a Beis HaKnesses. And the Gemara came out, who said what? Tistayim, the Rabbi Yeshua ben Levi, who the Omar. Rabbi Yeshua ben Levi is the one that said that a Beis Medrash is more Kaddish than a Beis HaKnesses, which means that by process of elimination, Rabbi Yochanan is the one that said that a Beis HaKnesses is more Kaddish than a Beis Medrash. So we have a Shaila. What's more Kaddish? Beis HaKnesses and Beis Medrash. And as we saw in the Gemara, ramifications la halacha. Real nafkimidas la halacha. If I sell a Beis HaKnesses, can I buy a Beis Medrash? If I sell a Beis Medrash, can I buy a Beis HaKnesses? It seems to be a machloikis amayroim, machloikis amongst the first generation of amayroim, Rabbi Yochanan and Rabbi Shua ben Levi. The truth is, if you think about this machloikis and you drill down a little bit deeper, it would seem that what's really at the core of the Shaila? The core of the Shaila is, what's more important? Learning Torah or davening? A Beis HaKnesses is a makom shemispalelim. A Beis Medrash is a makom shaloyim dem Torah. So it's not rochik that the machloikis, whether a Beis HaKnesses is more Kaddish or whether a Beis Medrash is more Kaddish, really boils down to understanding what is done in the Beis HaKnesses and the Beis Medrash. Is tefillah adif from Torah, then a Beis HaKnesses would be more Kaddish than a Beis Medrash. Is Torah adif from tefillah? If that's the case, then the Beis Medrash would be adif from a Beis HaKnesses. So just to talk a little bit about this idea, and then we'll put it all together. Tefillah adif or Torah adif? So you're going to say, of course Torah adif. It's a Mishnah. V'salma Torah keneged kula. But the truth is, this discussion and this conversation is very, very interesting. We always quote the Gemara in Perik Chelik, Mesechta Sanhedrin, Daf Tzadik Ches Amabez. The Gemara says, Omar Rav, Rav said, Lo Ivri Alma Elo L'David. HaKadosh Baruch Hu created the world. Why? So that there should be a Klal Yisrael that will be makabel the Torah, bishvil Yisrael shenikru reishis, bishvil haTorah shenikru reishis, and there'll be Oved Es Hashem. But what's the ikur tachlis of the Brias Olam? Or who is the person that personified the real tachlis of why the world was created? So Rav said it was David HaMelech. Lo Ivri Alma Elo LeDavid. Shmuel said, I disagree. Lo Ivri Alma Elo LeMoshe. So Rav said that the tachlis of Brias Ha'olam was David HaMelech. Shmuel said the tachlis of Brias Ha'olam was Moshe. Zokte Ligarashi. Rav says, Le'ivri Amel LeDavid. What does that mean? Quote, B'schus David, Shaya Osid Loimer Kama Shiris Vistish Bachis. It was in the schus of David HaMelech who would one day sing Shiris Vistish Bachis. David HaMelech composed the Hillel. Shmuel said, Le'ivri Amel LeMoshe. Bishvil Moshe, Shaya Asid Lekabelas HaTorah. Because Moshe Rabbeinu one day would be Mekabel HaTorah, and it was in the S'chus of Moshe. It would seem that Rav and Shmuel were arguing on some level, Shirois V'Sishbachos Adif or Torah Adif. Rav says, L'Yivri Yama Elul David, because Shirois V'Sishbachos is Adif. Or, in a different nusach, Tvila Adif. Whereas Shmuel says, L'Yivri Yama Elul Moshe, because Moshe is the one that was Mekabel the Torah, as if to say, because really, Torah is Adif. We once spoke out, a very long time ago, Mesechtes Brachos, Daf Chofches, a drasha from Rav Moshe Avigdor Amiel. This is printed in his Sefer Drashos El Ami. It's Chelik Beis, it's drasha Nuntes. So Rav Moshe Avigdor Amiel was a Polish guy, and he was a Talmud of Rav Chaim Brisker, he was a Talmud of Rav Chaim Moiser, he learned by Rav Shimon Shkop, and then years later, towards the end of his life, he ended up settling in Eretz Yisrael, and Soif Yomov, he was the chief rabbi of Tel Aviv, passed away 1945, but he was a Talmud of Reb Chaim Briska. And Reb Moshe Avigdor Amiel, he wrote a tshuva, and the name of the tshuva is Moshe V'David. And he begins the tshuva with this machloikis between Rav and Shmuel, whether lo ivri alma elo l'David, or whether lo ivri alma elo l'Moshe. And he says that the truth is, if you look back at Jewish history a little bit, it would appear that this was a machloikis that resurfaced the Meshech HaDoros amongst G'dayli Olam. And he mentions a few Ma'ar Mekoymas. One is, Chazal say that after HaKadosh Baruch Hu performed the miracle, Vayihi B'chatzi HaLayla of Sancheiriv. It's also the story of Sancheiriv. Sancheiriv was the king of Assyria, and him and his army, they laid siege on Yerushalayim. And they were about to attack, and it meant terrible, terrible tzaras for the Yidden. Hashem performed a miracle. The miracle was that a plague somehow broke out. It affected the camp of Sancheiriv. This was an incredible miracle, and they ended up all dying. And because they died, nothing happened. In fact, if you really go back into history and you study the miracle a little bit, the Gemara talks about it in Perek Chelek, it would seem that after the Nisim of Yetzias Mitzrayim, this is the greatest miracle of all time that happened to the Jewish people. That Sancheiriv is coming, he's about to attack, and he's there with his military, and it looks like the situation is bleak, and it's mamish going to come to an end, and Shaloi Kederech HaTeva, a miracle on the scale of Kriyas Yamsuf takes place, and everyone is saved. Now, at that time, the leader of the Jewish people was Chizkiyo HaMelech. And the Gemara says that after this story, the Navi Yeshaya came to Chizkiyo HaMelech, and he started giving him tremendous teichacha. And he says, I'm here to tell you that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is accusing you of incredible gaiva. It's a gaiva? What's the Gaiva? Where was I about Gaiva? He says, I'm going to tell you where the Baal Gaiva was. Because Hashem performed this incredible miracle, and you didn't sing Shira. He says, you know what Moshe Rabbeinu did after all the miracles that he saw by Kriyas Yamsuf? Az Yashem Moshe, and Devorah sang Shira. And throughout the generations, Yidden always sang Shira whenever something happened. You had this incredible miracle. You never sang Shira, right? We don't even know what happened unless you're a student of history. Why? Because there's no Shira. It's never been commemorated. So he told Chizkiyo HaMelech, he said, I understand, it's Gaiva. It's Shmekt from Koichi Va'itzim Yodi Yosli HaSachayil HaZeh. And it's for that reason. So the Gemara says, Chizkiyo told him, I want to tell you why I didn't sing Shira. It's nothing to do with Gaiva. I had a cheshbon why I didn't sing Shira. Because Torah Shani Loimed Mechaperes Al HaShira. I held that the Torah that I'm learning is in lieu of Shira. I didn't have to sing Shira. Because Torah Shani Loimed is Mechaperes Al HaShira. The Chazal say that really Chizkiyo was supposed to be Mashiach. It's a Gemara also in Perek Chelek, Daf Tzadik Alam Aleph. The Gemara says, Bikish HaKadosh Baruch Hu Lasses Chizkiyo Mashiach V'sancheiriv Goy Gumogoy Aba Omra Midas Adin Lefnei HaKadosh Baruch Hu U'mad David Melech Yisrael Sh'oma Kama Shiris V'sishbachas Lefanecho Lo Yosis HaMashiach Chizkiyo Sh'osis Leikol HaNisim HaLolu V'lo Yom HaShir Lefanecho Tasa Mashiach. And that's what Chizkiyo, but Chizkiyo said I had a cheshbon. There was a reason I didn't sing Shira. He says, you want to know why I didn't sing Shira? I didn't sing Shira because I felt I didn't have to, because I'm learning Torah. And Torah she'ani loymed mechaperes al hashira. So Rav Amiel said there seemed to have been a machloikis between Yeshaya Novi and Chizkiyo HaMelech. Yeshaya Novi said, you have a miracle like this, sing shiras v'sishbachis. Chizkiyo said, I don't have to sing shiras v'sishbachis, because I'm doing something that's bigger than shiras v'sishbachis. I'm learning Torah. And Torah she'ani loymed is Mechaperes al Hashir. Right, we know about the Torah that was learned in the Torah of Chizkiyo HaMelech. The Gemara says, Batku midon va'ad ber sheva. And you couldn't find a child that wasn't Baki and Tumah v'Tahira. So there was so much Torah that was going on in the Dar of Chizkiyo that literally Batku midon va'ad ber sheva. And every single child knew Torah. So he said, I don't have to sing Shiras v'Sishbachas, because Torah shani loy mechaperes al Hashir. So what's the machlokes? Yeshaya Novi held like Rav. Like Yivri Alma El L'David. What David? He sang Shiras V'Sishbachis. The Tachlis is Shiras V'Sishbachis. And Kavul Chaymer, if you're going to have a miracle like this take place, of course you have to sing Shiras V'Sishbachis. But Chizkiyo HaMelech held like Shmuel, that Le'ivri Alma El Moshe. Moshe's Avodah is greater than David's Avodah. Because what did Moshe Rabbeinu do? Moshe Rabbeinu was Makabel Torah. And he said, we're learning Torah. Torah she'ani loymed is Mechaperes al Hashira. Another one of the Ma'ar Mekoymas that Rav Amiel says is that the Gemara says in Masechtes Gittin, in the story of Kamtza Bar Kamtza, that during the siege, Rabbi Yochanan ben Zakkai was smuggled out of Yerushalayim, and he actually was able to get an audience with the Caesar of Rome, with the Roman emperor. And this was incredible, because he had Rabbi Yochanan Zakkai, he's the leader of the Jews at the time, and he's able to stand in front of the Roman emperor. And he was nisachem by the Roman emperor. The Gemara tells the story why. And the Roman emperor tells Rabbi Yochanan Zakkai, he says, I'm so impressed with you. Ask me three things, I'm going to give it to you. So Rabbi Yochanan Zakkai says, three things? Okay, here you go. Tain li Yavna v'chachameh. I want you to spear the city of Yavna. I'm going to bring some chacham over there. I want to make sure there's going to be Torah. He said, the shalshelas of Rabbi Gamliel is very, very important. I want to make sure that there'll always be descendants from the family of the Nesiim, dating back to Hillel, dating back to David HaMelech. This is something that I want to make sure that we're going to have. And then he said, there's a Yid Rab Tzadik who fasted 40 years, the Leilech Rav Beisa. I want you to heal Rab Tzadik. Right, the Velt says, why was it so important to heal Rab Tzadik? Why was it so important? Because Rabbi Yochanan Zakkai felt that as long as Rab Tzadik's alive, maybe there's not going to be a churban. So he said, heal Rab Tzadik, because the tzitkis of Rab Tzadik, every breath that Rab Tzadik takes, is keeping the world. Right? The Velt says that when Baruch Ber was nifter in the beginning of World War II, so one of the Gedolim said, he says, yetz habach shayim meire, that the Nazis are going to be able to do what they need to do. He said, because as long as Rab Baruch Ber is alive, I feel safe. And he said, heal Rab Tzadik. But either way, these were the three things that he wanted. So the Gemara says that years later, Rabbi Akiva heard about this story. And Rabbi Akiva heard it, he commented by quoting a pasuk. He said, "Meishiv chachamim acher v'daitam yisachel." He said, "Sometimes the wisest person can do something so foolish." He says, "Rabbi Yochanan ben Zakkai has an audience. He's standing literally in front of the Kesar of Roimi. He has an opportunity. Three wishes, and spearing the Beis Hamikdash didn't make the top three. How's that possible?" Someone says, "What was Rabbi Yochanan ben Zakkai's cheshbon when he didn't know? He didn't chap what was going on. He knew Beis Hamikdash was about to be destroyed. Why didn't he save it? Because he was afraid to fast the merubah light to fast him. Sometimes you ask for too much, you end up with nothing. So he negotiated against himself a little bit, but he did it with a cheshbon, and that's why he said, 'I'm not going to ask for that. Let me get vaseh zicher zicher.'" So said Rav Amiel, "Rabbi Yochanan ben Zakkai didn't ask for the Beis Hamikdash." Rabbi Akiva said, "You have to have asked for the Beis HaMikdash." So what was the Shaila? Seems to be a machlekes over here. For sure there's a panemius to the Shaila. So he said, "What was the Shaila?" He said, "Because Rabbi Akiva held that the Iker is the Beis HaMikdash. Vayivri Alma Ela L'David, who would sing Shiras V'Seshbachas." So as a result, he says, "You have an opportunity to save the Beis HaMikdash. You have to save the Beis HaMikdash." But Rabbi Yochanan ben Zakkai held like Shmuel, "Layivri Alma Ela L'Moshe." So if it's Layivri Alma Ela L'Moshe, Moshe was Mekabel Torah. So he says, "I'm not going to risk. I'm not going to risk what we need, which is Talmud Torah for future generations to be able to protect the Yidden throughout the Golus, even though it means losing out on the Shiras V'Seshbachas." So Rabbi Akiva is coming from the angle of Le'ivri Alma Elo L'David, and Rabbi Yochanan Zakkai is coming from the angle of Le'ivri Alma Elo L'Moshe. What came to mind was the Gemara says in Masechtas Brachas Daf Lamed Daled Amud Beis. So the Gemara is talking about Rabbi Chanina ben Doisa and the incredible Koyach HaTfila that Rabbi Chanina ben Doisa had. So the Gemara said there was a story with Rabbi Chanina ben Doisa. He went to learn Torah by Rabbi Yochanan ben Zakkai. And the Gemara says, Chola b'noish Rabbi Yochanan ben Zakkai. Rabbi Yochanan ben Zakkai's son became sick. So Rabbi Yochanan ben Zakkai goes to Rabbi Chanina ben Doisa. He says, "Chanina b'ni, baki shol v'rachman v'yichya. Daven fim and he should get well." So the Gemara says, Rabbi Chanina ben Doisa took his head, he put it between his knees, he daven v'chaya. So Rabbi Yochanan ben Zakkai said the following, "Ilmole hitiach ben Zakkai es roishu ben birkov kol ayoyim kula." He said, "If I would have done Rabbi Chanina ben Doisa did the entire day, lehoya mashkichen." He said, "It wouldn't have helped." Why? So his wife overheard him. He says, "What's the pshat?" He says, "What, Rabbi Chanina Medais is bigger than you? Why wouldn't it have worked?" So he said, "No, not that Rabbi Chanina Medais is bigger than me, but rather, Shehu, Rabbi Chanina Medais is doyma ke'eved lefnei ha-melech. He's like an eved before the king. Va'ani, and I'm doyma ke'sar lefnei ha-melech." So we spoke out from the Vilna Gaon not so long ago, in the end of Masechtas Tainus. What's the difference between an eved and between a sar? An eved is someone that is not so high ranking, but at the same time, he's a nichnas v'yotzeh. He has access to the schedule of the king. He knows every move that he's making. He is familiar with his security detail, right? He's on top of every single thing that he does. The sar is someone that, in, as far as rank and file goes, is much higher, but at the same time, he's out dealing with foreign policy, he's traveling to the other side of the world to make sure that all the geopolitics are in order, right? That's what he does. So he says, the Tsar is much bigger than the Eved. There's nothing to talk about, but at the same time, the Eved has a koyach to be nichnas v'yoytze. So the Vilna Gaon said, how do you become a Tsar and how do you become an Eved? What does this mean? See, he says, a Tsar is a person that's moishel b'toira. An Eved is someone that's moishel b'tfila. Tfila is someone that's always talking to the Eivishta. He says, an Eved is the person that's the Oisek in Tefillah, whereas the Sar is the person that's Moshe B'Torah. Reb Chanina ben Doisa was the Eved, and that's why the Gemara is in Tainus Tav Chafei, that kol oilam nizim b'shvil chanina b'ni, and all the miracles Rav Chanina Medaisa was able to pull off, it was all with the koyach ha-tfilah, like Elisha in yesterday's daf. It's all with the koyach ha-tfilah. That was the koyach of Rav Chanina Medaisa. Oh, but who's Rav Yechem and Zakkai? He's not David. He's not David HaMelech, who's singing shiras for Sishbachos, but he's like Yivri HaMelech Moshe, who is Mekabel Torah. He's the Sar in the Gemara, because who's the Sar, said the Vilna Gaon in his Pirush on Esther. He's the one that's Marshal B'Torah. That's Rav Yechem and Zakkai. And that's Rav Yechem and Zakkai said, Tein li yavno v'chachamel, because Rav Yechem and Zakkai held, that the Iker is like who? That the Iker is like Yivri HaMelech El Moshe. Rav Amiel, after he goes through this whole cheshbon, see, he has an epic punchline. He says that the Gemara says in Masechtas Brachos, Daf Chaf Ches Amud Beis, that Rabbi Yechem and Zakkai was lying on his deathbed, and the Talmid Rabbi Yechem and Zakkai, they came to gezegen sich with the Greiser Rebbe, and they saw that he was worried, they saw that he was crying, so they asked him, why are you crying? So he told him, he says, you don't expect me to cry. He said, Madach, I would have to go now and give din v'cheshbon in front of a Melech Basav Adam. A Melech Basav Adam who today is here, tomorrow he can be dead. Someone that I can be meshached, if I can maybe be mefayis him, but at the end of the day, what could he really do to me? I would be scared. I'm now on my way to give din v'cheshbon lefnei Melech Malchi Amlach Makadosh Baruch Hu. He said, I shouldn't be afraid. I shouldn't be scared. He said, besides, v'lo yoid. He said, there are two drachim that are in front of me. Achashel ganeden, v'achashel gehenim. V'eini yoideya be'ezim alicham oisei. I don't know which road they're about to take me down. V'lo yefka, should I not cry? This is what he told him. The Gemara says, Omalehem. The last thing he told him was, Panu Kelim Nei Atoma, get rid of all the Kelim, because he knew he was about to die, Bipnei Atoma, Vechinu Kisei L'Chizkiyo Melech Yehuda Shabbat, and prepare a chair for Chizkiyo Melech Yehuda, because he's coming, he's going to be Malava me, he's going to escort me into the next world. And said Rav Amiel, that for thousands of years, Yidden was struggling to understand, why was the last thing that came out of Rabbi Yochanan ben Zakkai's mouth, Vechinu Kisei L'Chizkiyo Melech Yehuda Shabbat? What does Chizkiyo Melech Yehuda have to do with Rabbi Yochanan ben Zakkai? So he said a davar nifla. He said, a person, when he's lying on his deathbed, what goes through his mind? His life. He starts thinking, he has regrets. I could have done this better. I could have done that better. He said, there's no question that Rabbi Yochanan ben Zakkai is lying on his deathbed. And he's thinking about what he did as a manik of Klal Yisrael. Remember we spoke out in Rameh Shapiro's Hespin on the Chafetz Chaim, that the Chafetz Chaim talked about Moshe Rabbeinu Sof Yomav and thinking about all the decisions that he made, and he felt that maybe he didn't protect her, it's Ech B'Shoikig enough, and that's why one of the last things Moshe Rabbeinu did was he set up a near Miklat. So he said, that's what's going through Rabbi Yechman Zakkai's mind right now. And he's thinking about all the things he did, and he said, it's Pasha to me, that there's no question that he must have been thinking about maybe the most controversial call of his lifetime, which was, he has an audience in front of the Kesar of Roimi, the Beis HaMikdash is at the brink, and he says, grant me three, ask me what you want, three wishes, I'll give it to you. He has the opportunity to ask for the Beis HaMikdash, and he doesn't ask for the Beis HaMikdash. He doesn't ask for it. He says, Tein li yavna v'chachamel, and it was gutsy. You know how gutsy it was? Rabbi Akiva said, Meshiv chachamim ochar v'daitam yisach. So the Gemara says that kahat ha-cheshmen. But at the end of the day, maybe Rabbi Yochanan ben Zakkai has this going through his mind. But what was Rabbi Yochanan ben Zakkai's cheshmen? Why did he do it the way he did? Why did he say, Tein li yavna v'chachamel, and not spear the Beis HaMikdash? Why didn't he take the risk of maybe getting the Beis HaMikdash? It's because Rabbi Yochanan ben Zakkai held that the Iker is Torah. And at the end of the day, lo yivri alma ela le-moshe, not lo yivri alma ela David. But maybe he's wrong. Maybe Rav is right. Maybe it's lo yivri alma ela David. So you know what Rabbi Yochanan said? Hechinu kisei l'chizkiyo melech Yehuda Shabbat. I know there was someone that lived before me that made the same exact decision. It was Chizkiyo melech Yehuda. Because after the great miracles that took place with Sancheirif, what happened? What happened was he didn't sing Shira. And there was a tain on him for not singing Shira. But at the same time, there was a cheshbon. And the cheshbon was, Torah shani loymed is mechaperes al Hashira. So he says, I want Chizkiyo melech Yehuda to baglate me. I want him to escort me into the Olam HaEmes. Because I'm worried about the Shnei Derochim, Achashel Ganei, I don't know which way this is going to play out. So Hechinu Kisei L'Chizkiyo Melech Yehuda Shabbat, I want him to walk me into Gan Eden, because he's going to be my Tana de Messiah Ali. He's going to be the one that's going to say, I agree with Rabbi Yochanan ben Zakkai's decision. Because Klal Yisrael could survive without a Beis HaMikdash, but Klal Yisrael can't survive without Torah. And that's the Torah Shani Loime, the Torah of Yavna, and all the Mishnah and the Braises and the Gemara, everything that came from Yavna, that's what's going to be the schus for Rabbi Yochanan ben Zakkai. And that's why he said the last things to come out of his mouth, literally the last words of Rabbi Yochanan ben Zakkai, were v'hichinu kisei v'chizkiyo melech Yehuda Shabbat. So said Rav Amiel, it seems that this is a shaila that literally permeated the generations from Rav and Shmuel to Rabbi Akiva and Rabbi Yochanan ben Zakkai to Chizkiyo Melech Yehuda and Yeshaya Novi. And then he says, maybe to the Rambam and Rabbi Yehuda Alevi, and maybe to the Vilna Gaon and the Baal HaTanya. Ayin Shom, it's fascinating. But I think in light of our Gemara, maybe we can add another set of Bali Plukta to this Shaila. And that is Rabbi Yochanan and Rabbi Yeshua ben Levi. We have a machlaikis between Rabbi Yochanan and Rabbi Yeshua ben Levi. Chad Omar, Beis HaKnesses is other from Beis Medrash. The Chad Omar, Beis Medrash is other from a Beis HaKnesses. What's the Shaila? The Chayra at the root of the Shaila is Shirus Vishbachis Adif or is Torah Adif? Rabbi Yochanan in our Gemara says that what's Adif? It's Tfilah's Adif. It's Beis HaKnesses' Adif. It's because he holds Tfilah's Adif. By the way, the Gemara says in Mesechta Shabbos Taf Yud Aleph Amid Aleph that Rabbi Yochanan said that even though that the Gemara says in Brachas Chaf Aleph, scratch that, Brachas Chaf Aleph, Amr Rabbi Yochanan, ulevai sheyispalel adam kol hayom kula. It's Rabbi Yochanan. Ulevai sheyispalel adam kol hayom kula. It's because Rabbi Yochanan holds that Beis HaKnesses is adif. And because Beis HaKnesses is adif, so that means Shiris v'sishbachis is adif. So Zok Rabbi Yochanan, ulevai sheyispalel adam kol hayom kula. Shua ben Levi holds Beis Medrash is adif. And if he holds Beis Medrash is adif, what does that mean? So that means that Le'ivri Alma Ella Le'tmoisha. But the bottom line is, Rav and Shmuel, Rabbi Yechim and Zakir, Rabbi Akiva, Chizkiyo Melech Yehuda, Yeshaya Novi, and maybe, again, this is all al derech drush, but maybe, in our Gemara as well, it's Rabbi Yochanan and Rabbi Yeshua ben Levi.